Bishop's Appeal. What is it you do for Bishop's Appeal?
I'm the education advisor for the Bishop's Appeal. So the Bishop's Appeal itself is the Church of Ireland Aid and Development Fund. So my role is to work with a voluntary committee to decide where the funds will be going all over the world in different developing countries, what the focus will be for any given year, what our priorities are in line with what the priorities are of many aid and development agencies, but then also specifically what the church's role is in aid and development and how it goes about achieving this idea of alleviating poverty in other parts of the world. So it's like a consultancy role, building relationships with agencies both in Ireland and overseas. It's a great job, actually.
Give us an idea of one or two of the priorities that that you're focused on right now.
Right now, I suppose, always the priorities are health, education, rural agriculture and disaster relief response. So in 2013, a big focus of that will be on women, because 70% of the world's poor are women. And in a lot of countries, if your husband dies, automatically your home is taken off you, you're homeless, you're not allowed to own land. And the 100 million people in the world who are homeless, the majority are women and children, because they just do not have as many rights, as much access to health or education. And so a huge amount of the projects this year are on literacy projects for women, microfinance, setting up small businesses. Because interestingly, people have looked and seen that if you help women have resources and tools in agriculture, the potential is there for in the next decade to lift another 150 million people out of poverty just by focusing more on access for women. Similarly, another statistic that I just think is amazing is that if you educate a woman, 4 times less likely to contract HIV, and she will invest 90% of her raised income back into her family, as opposed to 30 or 40% for a man. And so the idea being that when you focus on the poorest of the poor and you focus on women, because naturally, I suppose in a lot of communities, they would be caring more in the home for the family, then they actually bring the whole family with them in when they're lifting themselves out of poverty. So it's just something we really want to focus on for 2013, just to send that message that the most marginalised, the most vulnerable and the most forgotten in the community can often be simply because they were born female. And so we want to really work with them and support them in initiatives.
What happens to those women if they don't get help?
Well, they live often they live a life of destitution. There is, now when I say that, I don't want to have a stereotype, because there is amazing will and power in people to survive and to struggle on for themselves and to give their children a better life. But there's no options. There's no choices. You know, if you can't read or if you can't access a job, how are you supposed to do that? If your roof falls in and your child gets sick and you have no money, what are you supposed to do? And so I suppose it's just this idea of there can be a sense of hopelessness. I suppose, you know, we hear about slum situations or situations where people don't have proper housing, and alcoholism and domestic violence it just explodes in situations like that, because people are just completely and utterly hopeless, and there is a dignity in being able to provide for yourself and for your family. And so it's not about going in and saving people, it's just about giving them the basic options to be able to be fully human and to flourish and to have the right to have a dignified life. So I suppose that's what Bishop's Appeal really is about.
At the Synod, we've been hearing about problems at home. We've been hearing
absolutely
about suicide and
violence. Oh, absolutely.
We're hearing about poverty. We're hearing about deprivation. Mm-hmm. All this is at home. Mm-hmm. It must be a very, very tough sell for you to come along and try and get people to focus on what you've just been talking about overseas.
Actually, it's not. There'd be very few people that would say We just want to focus on home. I think with globalization, with all the cons that come with globalization, the pros is that people realize that we are part of a global community. A mother trying to look after her family in Burundi, you know, she is the same as a mother trying to care for her family here in Ireland. Also, my role is not really necessarily a fundraising role. And so there would be a sense that a lot of people in the Church of Ireland do have a desire to give. One of the biggest issues with Bishop's Appeal is because we don't have, I mean, I'm part-time and I'm the only employee. We don't have a big marketing ploy. So the feedback to them as to where their money is going is probably the most frustrating part of the job. But when people know, I feel they continue to be enthused. Yes, the giving has definitely gone down in line, I think, with
by how much?
Recessionary times. It was said in the Synod there by up to 20% in 2012. It is also important to note that in 2012 we didn't give a call for a specific disaster appeal response, which often can give people can give a lot more to that. There would be a lot of immediate giving at a time of a crisis, so that can account for some of that as well. But I do find that that people's sense of their responsibility as a Christian or as a follower of God has remained strong in this idea that they want to be a part of a serving church. And so our responsibility has been heightened that when people do give and it's difficult, that we need to make sure that that money is allocated intelligently. You know, that every euro and every pound counts. And so that it's not just, oh, one year we got 1 million and the other year we got 500,000 to distribute, but that actually the 10 lives that were able to go into a self-help program in Cambodia for women who were trafficked and now want to have a program to help them reintegrate back into society, those 10 lives, you know, are as valuable, and the money that's invested in them are as valuable as before. And so, you know, it stops being so much about the figures as it does be about the individual. And I think the more people realize that, the more they feel that they're part of something bigger and want to stay involved. And hopefully there isn't a sense of guilt that their giving has decreased, because they still have to understand that that €5 or that £5 is instrumental to somebody else overseas when it is given properly. And we strive to do that in Bishop's Appeal. We strive to research and to know and to build up relationships with agencies and people overseas so that there's an accountability, there's layers of accountability. And some people will be worried that's bureaucracy, but I actually think it's very, very necessary for ethical giving now, so that people are reassured about where their giving is going.
Is there a way that people can give throughout the year? It's not just about the envelopes that come around every year around Easter.
No, and I mean, there's a lot of dioceses that have come on board with very targeted giving. Cork has just come on board, the Diocese of Cork has just come on board with for this harvest to help build houses in Haiti. Derry and Rafoe have got an ongoing project for malaria nets in Nigeria. And that's through the Bishop's Appeal, and it's targeted giving, some of them for a short amount of time, for a small amount. Meath and Kildare also, Cashel and Ossory last year, Tuam for 3 years, and other dioceses then to general funds, with maybe a specific focus at one time of the year. Harvest and Lent are generally the times that people will give into envelopes, because that's when they're reminded of that. But it is nice then, when they do give, for them to have an idea of exactly where it's going.
Lydia, yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
That's great, thank you.